Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low. With my new
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, that website is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Dr. Tim Urban is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of a bunch of books on how to put your best foot forward with your people, how to lead them more effectively. His new one is just the cream of the crop, Extraordinary Influence, How Great Leaders Bring Out the Best in Others. Tim, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, you talked about the power of affirming others, that you can never go wrong as a leader if you know, somebody said to you, Tim, okay, I want to be a better leader. Where do I start? You would say, find somebody to affirm, wouldn't you?
I would. Now, Jim, that being said, another really profound question you asked me right before the break was, okay, what if somebody does screw up?
Yeah.
And I talked about how we've got to avoid engaging the amygdala part of the brain, the negativity biased part. And so, because when we engage the amygdala with criticism, it shuts down the parts of the brain that we really want people involved at work, creativity, innovation, productivity, and so on. So here's the answer to that question you asked me right before the break. How do we give people feedback that's contrary to what they've done without engaging the amygdala?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the important part is I coined a term which is catching on all over the country, surprisingly, called alliance feedback. And it says, look, you and I are in an alliance. We're trying to work together to do something significant here. And I know for a fact that you want to be the manager of this department, which I'm totally for. I think it's a great idea, and I want to work with you to help you do that. Now, I think it's going to help you achieve that goal if you do this. You remember last Friday when we had this conversation with a customer and this happened? I think if you would shift that a little bit and change your wording or whatever, I think it's going to help you. And by the way, I think that's going to help you reach this personal goal for your career.
So you set up their hopes and dreams, their aspirations, their goals, and what would make them fulfilled, and then offer them an opportunity to seek a little more excellence.
Well, exactly. And by tying feedback to something that's important to them, I interviewed a bunch of CEOs for this book, and I was shocked. I think I heard from everyone I spoke with. They said, I had a boss or two along the way to my becoming CEO that was really tough on me. I mean, they told me some things that were hard to hear. But, you know, I never doubted, even for a minute, that they were really down deep for me. And because I knew that they were for me, mm-hmm. because I knew that they were committed to my success, I could hear just about anything they wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of relationship we need to have with those people that work for us. They need to know that we really are deep down for them. We want them to succeed. We want them to get ahead. We want them to achieve these personal and professional goals. And so when I'm hard on them or when I give them feedback, it's totally in that vein.
One thing that I want to ask you about before we wrap up today, we've all heard one bad apple spoils the barrel. But our barrels are very small, and there's only a handful of apples in there, so one bad apple is really bad in a small business. Well, you talk about in your book, you talk about the difference between a person with a problem and a problem person. Talk to us about how to deal with that.
By the way, did you know that the one bad apple spoils is really true? I mean, a bad apple emits these chemicals that
yeah.
really do spoil the
yeah.
other apples. My grandmother used
mm-hmm.
to say that, but there's actually a scientific basis. But we've all had a person who's not performing well, and the question we have to ask ourselves, is this person need some coaching? Do they need feedback? Do they need more training? Do they need help? Or is this the person who just, no matter what, is not going to get it? And sometimes we have to make that tough decision. So I ask, number one, is the person performing presently? If no, then is it a reasonable judgment to expect that that person can improve in the future? We have to be brutally honest. If we can't conclude that, yes, with coaching or training or whatever, that person can get better, it may be that person needs to leave the organization and go find somewhere else to work. And that's that problem person.
That's a hard decision for small businesses.
It's really tough. It's a brutally difficult decision. That's what we get paid for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
our judgment.
I've had to make those decisions, and I've hated it, and I put it off too long sometimes. But I will tell you, once you do it a couple of times when it's necessary, and you get on the other side of it, you realize what a cleansing, cathartic effect it can be.
It's unbelievable. And by the way, I've
been fired before, by the way, and I've gone back and thanked people for firing me.
Well, that's good. You know, as leaders, though, we always want to give people the benefit of the doubt. But to leave a person that's toxic, that bad apple, leave that bad apple, it's really going to affect the climate and the culture
Exactly.
of the organization in a negative way.
Tim, I got about 30, 40 seconds. Last thoughts on your book, which is a bestseller, a New York Times bestseller, by the way, folks. So that'll tell you what kind of book it is. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's resonating. I think it's hitting a nerve with people, and they're enjoying the message of this book. I tell a lot of stories about my life and my kids and that sort of thing. And I believe, by the way, this book is not only relevant to business leaders, I think it's relevant to religious leaders or parents or coaches or teachers, military leaders. I think there's some fundamentals about how to help bring out the best in people. And don't we really want to do that?
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question about it. Hey, Tim, I need your website, please.
DrTimIrwin.com. I spell Irwin with an I. Tim Irwin.
Check it out, folks. You'll be smarter when you do. Hey, Tim, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Jim, I love being on your show. Let's do it.
Thanks a lot. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.